You probably used to hear it from your parents all the time.
Turns out our moms were right. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day.
So important that Mayor Villaraigosa has joined the LAUSD and community organization Inner City Struggle to form Food for Thought. The new program is primarily funded by the USDA and looks to offer LAUSD students breakfast in the classroom. Food for Thought will give students free breakfast at the start of each day, offering healthy options such as fresh fruit, whole wheat muffins, and 1% milk. But isn't it the parents' responsibility to feed their children in the morning? LAUSD Superintendent John Deasy says not necessarily.
It is a community's responsibility, so that if a parent would not have the means, then we wrap our arms around the student and make sure that no one goes hungry.
LAUSD Board President Monica Garcia believes Food for Thought will increase attendance, decrease obesity, and help students reach her ambitious goal.
We said 100% graduation, and we meant it. Breakfast in the classroom helps kids get to graduation. Breakfast in the classroom helps our employees maximize the service for our young people.
Superintendent Deasy shares Garcia's goal of a perfect graduation rate and says that poverty shouldn't hurt a student's chances of success.
If great breakfast is good enough in Beverly Hills, it's good enough in Boyle Heights. Mm. The idea that every student deserves and will graduate college workforce ready is not a dream. It's not unattainable. It is the right of students.
LAUSD's Deputy Director of Food Services David Binkle knows that an empty stomach in the morning can lead to poor performance in the classroom.
If you have a hungry stomach, then you focus on the hunger pains as opposed to focusing on, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to focus on. And in our case, you know, in the educational day, the kids are trying to focus on learning life lessons. They're trying to learn, you know, mathematics and science.
Executive Director of Inner City Struggle Maria Brenes is happy to help feed hungry children, but says that in the long run, Food for Thought can help more than just students.
We have to play that role of being that safety net for these families and for these children so that they can succeed, go on to graduate, go on to college, and be able to come back to our communities and be those teachers and be those elected officials and those doctors. And so it's a community investment.
And that is some serious food for thought. Nick Edmonds, Annenberg Radio News.